Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Thursday, February 14th. No, it's the 17th. It's National Cabbage Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl coming to you from the Kmart Grocery Department. That reminds me, on my way in this morning, I was behind a big truck, and it overturned, and it spilled cabbage all over the highway. It was awful. I saw it coming, too. Hey, we're happy to be back today. We had to take a day off yesterday because Venturo taught us that D's Big Nuts is not a children's book. Innocent mistake. Anybody could have made it, but welcome back. All right. Let's get to Sir and the weather.
Well, it is Thursday. Not the 14th, but the 17th, but it is not beautiful. We've already hit our high of 6 degrees, working our way down to a low of minus 1. The rain will slowly turn to freezing rain, ice pellets, and then snow to top it all off. So please be careful on the roadways and walkways later this afternoon into this evening.
Hey, so if we're going to play integer game here, 6 plus minus 1 is 5. So that means we're coming into a top 5 list.
Well, on National Cabbage Day, we shout out to the top 5 heads in the world of lettuce, of cabbage, cheese, wins, and will roll.
That would have been us yesterday if we posted that.
Yes.
Well, let's throw in the audible mention to of state, two are better than one, and it in the wrong direction. Which was yesterday's show.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we left off up here. Anyway, on National Cabbage Day, which is an excellent day to test your corn, beef, and cabbage skills. Got some fun facts to share. Did you know that the name cabbage comes from the French cabache, meaning head, and that cabbage comes in a variety of forms, including Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, bok choy, and kale. Kale, the food that's trying to hurt you. And when selecting a cabbage, remember the head should be firm and dense, much like some of the people we've worked with in recent days. There are many ways to cut a cabbage. One of the most thorough and efficient is to use sort of like a wood chipper. This helps you make sawdust.
Shredding.
And in a race between cabbage and lettuce, cabbage will always win because it's never ahead of lettuce. Yeah. Cabbage Day, everybody. So,
I thought it was because it was aided by the wind.
Oh. yes, Cabbage Day. Well, let's smoothly slide into tunes with Tamik. What are we listening to today? You know, cabbage is another term for money. So we could go with ABBA's Money, Money, Money and be safe today.
Would you believe there are two songs that I found that have cabbage in it, both attributed to Louis Armstrong in some way. The other, I believe cabbage is a euphemism for something else. I will not share that one today. But you can research that on your own, because I have to choose my songs very carefully.
please tell me he doesn't have a cabbage.
No. So the song we're doing today is called Life Is So Peculiar. Like I said, it's by Louis Armstrong. It kind of reminds me of Ironic by Alanis Morissette, but he starts out, "Oh, life is so peculiar. You get so wet in the rain. You know it too? You get so warm in the sunshine. It doesn't pay to complain. When I get up in the morning, there's nothing to breathe but air. And when I look in the mirror, there's nothing to comb but hair. And when I sit down to breakfast, there's nothing to eat but food. Life is so peculiar, but you can't stay home and brood. Oh, life is so peculiar." And then down a little further down in the song, he says, "A fork belongs with a knife. Corned beef is lost without cabbage. I love cabbage. A husband should have a wife. Yes, life is so peculiar, as everyone says. That's life." It's like a nice little ironic song. And you can kind of hear Louis, right, in that song. You can kind of just hear his voice, his speaking, and the way he communicates. So it's a really cute song. I never heard it before, but it's like, it's nice. It makes me smile. And it has the word cabbage. So you got to give it to me, guys. I found I actually connected with the theme today. So that's what we're listening to today. Life is so peculiar, which it really is. Because honestly, yeah, you sit down for breakfast and there's nothing to eat but food. So,
getting aside, can you sing us a few bars? I don't know the one.
I don't know it well enough to sing it, but, you know, maybe one day, Mike. Don't worry. I every once in a while, I give you a little surprise.
You do surprise us.
I do surprise you. So there you go. That's the beat for today.
Okay. Life is Peculiar is on our playlist. It'll be in the show notes as well. All right. Here we go. It's back to Ventures with Venturo. Well, I don't know what we're going to have today. And today we're sponsored by Future Shop. Great tech, great prices. And if you're looking for funding, they recommend you entice your funders with pickled cabbage for some crowdsourcing.
Thanks.
All right, Ventura, what have you got for us today?
Let's start by saying fresh from the principal's office. let me apologize for my outburst yesterday. Got sent to the principal's office for failing to do my homework. Let's get back on track. Today, we're looking at some tech. So let's, I was having a discussion with my cousin and he had paid for some courses online because he wanted to learn some tech stuff, right? And I said, buddy, are you aware that you have access to LinkedIn Learning through your library account? And he was totally shocked. So that's the highlight for today, LinkedIn Learning. If you're looking to sharpen your computer skills, it was formerly known as Lynda, and that's why I'm revisiting it today. So go check out LinkedIn Learning. You can get all your tech stuff on. You get professional experts sharing their expertise with you, and you can learn in the process. And as I wrap up, just want to spotlight Black History Month again on Beyond the Peel. Theme this year is Black Flourishing. Haven't spoken much about it, but we're going to add that link in the show notes today. If you haven't watched the broadcast, just go and check that out. That's Black Flourishing. That's it from Ventures with Venturo.
Excellent. Okay, yeah, check out our show notes for that. A great video to introduce the month and lots of activities moving on. It is Thursday, time for Thursday's Thought.
Wow, you know, after yesterday's show cancellation, I've got so many thoughts running through my head. Anyway, One that came to mind was, how does defunct retailing connect with coleslaw? And then I thought, well, you know, what do you typically like along with your fish and chips? A lot of people go with the coleslaw option, right? So when Arthur Treacher's went defunct, was there like a glut on the market of coleslaw? Just, you know, thinking about that. More importantly, that sort of, speaking of disasters, reminds me of Murphy's Law. You know, that's when if something can go wrong, it will go wrong. Well, very few people know about coleslaw. That's when your manager gets involved in decision making, then it turns out like shredded cabbage.
And here we are, back to...
Here we are.
At least it'll go to air.
And here we are. And there we go. So hopefully we'll be back tomorrow, everybody. We made it through another day, I think. Thanks for our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us. Have a great Thursday, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.